Hey, 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 it's your favorite career coach, Crystal Williams, and you are now tuned in to the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I'm back in the Peculiar Palace on the mic again this week to not only empower and position you to be all you can be to thrive in your career, but to also give you peculiar strategies that infuse faith to accelerate in your 9-to-5 career journey. Let's jump into the episode.
Good morning, and welcome to the Career Prosperity Prayer Call. As usual, I'm just so excited to join each and every one of you all every Monday morning as a collective unit coming for one purpose, and the one purpose is to thank the Lord, our Savior, Jesus Christ. So if we could just give it up for Jesus, if we could just give God a hand clap of praise and thank Him for all He has done for us, all He is doing in this very moment, and all He is going to do for us in the future. Lord, we thank You. We thank You for waking us up this morning. God, we thank You for making a way out of no way. God, we thank You for raining on those dry places in our life, whether it be in our careers, our businesses, or just something in life in general, in our relationships. God, we thank You for watering the dry places. My God, or in other words, the places that we don't even know how we're going to make go from up, down, side to side. We just, it's a mist of chaos. But God, I thank You for raining or breathing a breath of fresh air into that situation, breathing a breath of fresh air down our lungs this morning and tapping us on the shoulder and saying, child, wake up. I got more for you to do. I have more for you to do. And as always, that is such good news. It's such good news that God has more for us to do, or more for us to consider, right? More for us to consider. And so, yes, let's just jump into it this morning, okay? So, I believe it was last week. Yes, it was last week. I was driving in my car back from an appointment I had, and the Lord was just like, you know, sit in silence, don't listen to no music, don't listen to no podcast, just sit in silence. And I was like, okay, cool. I don't know, many of you have probably done that before, but I was instructed to do this last week, and so did that. And when I was doing it, I was driving. Of course, I was paying attention on the road, but I heard loud and clear in my ears these three words. Those three words are reflect, reset, and resile. I'm going to say that again. Those three words I heard during my quiet time on the road driving were reflect, reset, and resile. And I was like, okay, Lord, what does that mean? Give me more. Give me more. So, of course, you always know that I love looking up words. I love looking up words because they give you a deeper meaning as to what they are, as to what the Lord may be sharing with you in that moment. And it'll put it in perspective, right? And so I looked up the word reflect. Reflect means to think quietly and calmly. Quietly and calmly, right? And these are the ways that the word was used in the sentence, and I loved it so good. It said, she sat quietly and reflected for a while. Isn't that what the Lord told me to do? She sat quietly and reflected for a while. Then it says, take time to reflect before making a decision. Take time to reflect before making a decision. So I had to think. I was like, God, yes, there are decisions to be made. And so I know you have decisions in your life to be made. You may always feel like you're the one making the decision, or you're always at that point of, I got to make a decision again. And so, yes, when you are in those pivotal moments of decision making, whether it be in your career, whether it be a career-related event, whether it be a business-related event or a life event, take the time to reflect on whatever it is that you need to make the decision about before making a decision, right? And so I did some more research and it says reflect. The word itself suggests unhurried, meaning no rushing when you're thinking, right? No rushing when you're thinking. So it suggests unhurried consideration of something recalled to the mind. Or in other words, don't be anxious or hasty while thinking, but sit still for a while in God's presence. That was so good to me. I gotta say it again. Or in other words, don't be anxious while you're reflecting, or don't be hasty while you're reflecting, but sit still for a while in God's presence. And the reason why you want to sit still for a while in God's presence is because He'll give you more. And it's like when you sit still, you're subconsciously being hungry for the Lord to give you or to download something within your spirit. You're sitting and waiting in expectation for the Lord to give you the food or the message or the word you need in that particular moment, in that particular season of your life. And so the scriptures that come to mind for the word reflect and what I just shared with you is Philippians 4:6. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. Yes. So of course you already know your homework. Number one is reflect and sit in God's presence so He can speak to you. And when you do sit in God's presence, don't be anxious, because making decisions can get us to the anxious state. But don't be anxious. I heard the Lord say, don't be anxious or hasty or quick with it when you're making these decisions. So I don't know what it is that you got to make a decision about this week or in beyond, but I declare and decree that you won't make a rush decision, that you won't be anxious about it or hasty about it, but you will think about it, reflect on it, and be in God's presence. And of course, I shared this verse with you last week, but Psalms 46:10, it says, be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. So when you are sitting still, when you are, you know, in God's presence and being literally hungry for His word, hungry for His message to be downloaded in your spirit, be still, okay? Be still and know that He is God, meaning trust that He will come through for you. Trust that He's going to speak to you, okay? Or send you the resources or people your way to speak to you, okay? All right. And so the next word I want to share with you that God shared with me during my quiet time was the word reset. So I looked up the word reset. So after you reflected, then He said, reset. And so the word reset, my friends, means to set again or anew. Ooh. To set again or anew. And so the scripture, of course, immediately, Revelation 21:5-6 dropped in my spirit. And it states, He who was seated on the throne said, I am making everything new. Everything new. Then He said, write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true. He said to me, it is done. I am the Alpha and Omega, and the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give water without cost from the spring of the water of life. Ooh, let me say that again. It says, He said to me, "It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty," meaning who, us, because we are thirsty for the word. We are hungry for the word, right? "I give water without cost from the spring of the water of life." Woo! And if you did not know that the Lord is living water, living water. Our God is living water. Wow, living water. He can always quench our thirst. What? The Lord can always quench our thirst. So I just declare and decree right now that as we are sitting and reflecting and being still and knowing that God is God, that we are believing that we can definitely be reset, that God can make things new just for us again. So whatever decision you have to make, whatever decision you're sitting with or sitting on right now, I just declare and decree that you believe that he will make it all new for you. He will make it all new for you because he is what? He is seated on the throne. He is seated on the throne. So meaning he is our King. He is our Lord. He is the Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. Like, I'm not making this up. I'm not just saying this because it's something that we say, but I'm saying this because this is in the word of the Lord. Check me. Please check me. It says it in Revelation 21, 5 through 6. And so I want us to reflect on that. It gives true instructions in this verse. In true promises that we can stand on, that God is going to make it new for us. And the instructions that I'm talking about, it says, "Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true." So our Lord is not a Lord to lie. Nothing about him says lie. Nothing about him gives lie. If anything, it doesn't give lie, but it gives life. I gotta say that again. The Lord doesn't give lies, but he gives life. Woo! He gives life because he is what did I just share with you? He is living water. He is living water. So he is the only one that can quench our thirst. He is the only one that can quench our thirst in the midst of the dry lands, in the midst of the dry places in our life. He is the only one that can water it. He is the only one. He is the only one. I mean, you may think a friend can do it. You may think a colleague can do it for you. But the only one, my friends, that can truly do it is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to quench our thirst. Woo! To quench our thirst, right? And I know you hear all these commercials and all these things that, oh, this soda or this drink can quench our thirst, right? But let me tell you from a spiritual perspective, the Lord, his word can quench our thirst, right? So we got to be hungry for the word. We got to be hungry. So when the Lord gave me reset to set again, and which means to set again or anew, we got to believe that the Lord can quench our thirst. We got to believe that he can make all things new for us, okay? All right. And so the next word that the Lord shared with me was resile. And I said, at first I thought it was resil, right? But he's like, no, it's really pronounced resile. And I was like, okay, all right, Lord. So I go and look up the word resile. And the word resile means to return to a prior position. To return to a prior position. And so as I was researching more about the word resile, it goes on to share with me, resile is a resilient word, It's been in use in English since the early 1500s. It's also a cousin to the word resilient. And both words derive from the Latin verb resilere, which is spelled R-E-S-I-L-I-R-E, which means to jump back, woo, or recoil. Resile, Resire is in turn comes from salir, the word salir meaning to leap. To leap. So when I read this, I was like, oh God, we taking leaps. We taking leaps in this season. So I don't know what it is, what decision you got to reflect on, what you got to be reset for. But the Lord is saying to leap in this season. He's saying to be resiled. He's saying that whatever the decision is, whatever the reset is, listen, you gotta leap to it. You gotta leap. Whether it's in your career, take the leap of faith. Ooh, take the leap of faith in your career. Take the leap of faith in your business. Take the leap of faith in life. My God, yes, whatever the Lord is sharing with you to do, take the leap. Take the leap. And so going on, it says resilient focuses on the ability of something to bounce back. Woo! Something to bounce back. So from damage, are you bouncing back from damage? Are you bouncing back from depression? Are you bouncing back from the loss of the job? Are you bouncing back from the loss of someone that you were close with? Are you bouncing back? What are you doing? Are you bouncing back? Do you trust that God will bounce you back? Do you trust God will bounce you back? And it says, whereas resile generally applies to someone or something that withdraws from an agreement or jumps back from a stated position. So jumping back from a stated position. So when you think of jumping back, like, oh, I gotta jump back from that. I gotta jump back from the what they may have said about me. Ooh, because let me tell you, the world may say a lot of things about us, but we just rebuke and reject all those things, right, in Jesus' name. And so we got to jump back from it. We got to jump back from those negative thoughts, and we got to take those thoughts captive in Jesus' name. We got to jump back from what we were damaged from. We got to jump back from that trauma. Come on now. From that workplace trauma, from the career trauma, from the job trauma, from the life trauma, from the business trauma. We got to jump back from that and trust, woo, that God will resile, woo, or return to a prior position for us. And so while I was reflecting more on the word resile, what it meant, and what the Lord was sharing with me, instantly the phrase, if he did it before, he can do it again, came to mind. Woo. If he did it before, he can do it again. But let me tell you, if he did it before, he can do it again. But he can not only just do it again, but he can do it better. He can do it better for us. How many of y'all believe that he can do it better for us? My God. And so the scriptures I want to share with you around resile are Isaiah 46:9, which states, remember the former things of old. For I am God, and there is no other, right? No other. I am God, and there is none like me. And so this verse, my friends, it really encourages remembering God's past actions and promises to trust him in present challenges. I'm going to say that again. So the verse really encourages us to remember or to reflect on God's past actions and promises to trust him in present challenges, right? Or in present, whatever we may be going through in this present season of our life. And so another verse I want to share with you all is Malachi 3:6. For I am the Lord, I change not. For I am the Lord, I change not. And I just want to leave that with you right there, right? Because this verse, my friends, it really highlights God's unchanging nature. God is unchanging. People change, right? People go through all these changes. But the Lord, he don't be changing. He does not change it up on us. It says, for I am the Lord, I change not. And it further implies that his power and willingness to help are constant. His power is constant. His willingness to help us. His willingness to give us all the grace, the mercy, the favor is constant. It's constant. And so the last and but not least verse I want to share with you is Psalms 103, verses 1 through 2. Psalms 103, verses 102, which states, encourages remembering God's faithfulness. Or, I'm sorry, it doesn't say it. It's just, this verse encourages remembering God's faithfulness and goodness, which builds faith and confidence that he can work in present lives, meaning in our lives today, just as he has in the past, just as he has done in the past. Woo, my God. Woo, the Lord is so good. And so overall, these verses, they teach that past miracles and acts of God's power are not isolated incidents. They're not isolated, right? They're not set up, they're not alone incidents, but demonstrations of his enduring character and ability. Because God's character and ability is top notch. My God, it's top notch. Because I just said, and I just shared with y'all that he is Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning and the end, right? And so as we think about the phrase, if he did it before, he can do it again, it serves as a reminder to trust in God's faithfulness, to trust in God, to build in us the hope, or instill in us the hope, right? And it draws strength and hope from his past actions, not our past actions, not our colleagues' past actions, not our friends' past actions, family members' past action, but from his, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, our God, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, his past actions, right? His past actions. And so this morning, I just want to declare and decree that we reflect, that we reset and resile in this season, right? We reflect, reset, and resile in this season, and allow God to move within us, and to move through us, okay? So embrace it. Embrace the Lord. Embrace his presence. Sit in his presence and embrace it. In Jesus' name, amen. All right, y'all, let's get into this good word of prayer. Lord, Father God, I thank you. I thank you for your sons and your daughters under the sound of my voice, Lord. God, I thank you for their gifts. I thank you for all that you are doing in their life, God. I thank you for this very moment we have together to collectively praise your name and give you all the glory and all the honor, because you are worthy, Lord. You are forever worthy. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for a season of reflection. God, give us the time. Let us allow us to make time this week and beyond to just sit quietly with you, Lord, to sit calmly with you, Lord, and whatever decisions that we may have to make in our life, in this season of our life, let us do it without haste. Let us do it in a calm space, in a non-anxious state, God. Let us do it, and let us implement what your word says in Philippians 4:6, to do not be anxious for about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present our requests to you, God. So in our quiet time, in our time that we are being still and trusting and believing that you are God, let us know, God. Let us know that you are there and you are omnipresent. You are in every situation. You are in every situation before we even get in the situation, Lord. You are there. So God, we thank you. We thank you for allowing us to use our discernment to make a decision, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the reset that is to come. Only you can do the reset. Only you can make things new for us in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for your instructions of trusting that you are only the only one that can really quench our thirst in this season. You are the only one that has the words for us to articulate our feelings, to express our thoughts, Lord, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for taking every negative thought captive in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, and replace it with positive thoughts. Replace it with positive affirmations and declarations in the name of Jesus, and replace the thoughts with reminding us what your word and what your promises say about us in the name of Jesus, and have us not dwell on what the world calls us, but dwell on what you have called us. You have called us to be kings and queens, Lord. You have called us to be the head and not the tail. You have called us to be, Lord, in the name of Jesus. You have called us to be us. You have called us to be us, and us unapologetically. So God, we just declare and decree that you will shine your light through us. Shine your light through us. And when we are being seen in the workplace, or when we are being seen as the faces of our business, or we are being seen by other family members, Lord, let them see less of us but more of you. Yes, Lord, let them see less of us but more of you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your word. We thank you for being resiled. We thank you for being resiled in our life, or returning us to a prior position, and really being or activating the resilient gene in our bodies, Lord. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Because we know, we just trust that if you can do it before, you can do it again, but you can do it 10 times as better. Lord, because that's the kind of God that you are. That's the kind of God that we serve. We serve a great God. We serve a great God that can do all things, not just some things, not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 things, but you can do all things, Lord. And we just trust that you have our best interests in hand. We trust and surrender our plans for your plans, because we know that your plans are always better than our plans. So God, we thank you for your word. We thank you for your living water. Woo! God, we thank you for just being there with us in every situation. So God, we give you all the honor, the praise, the glory. In Jesus' precious name I pray. Amen and amen. All right, you all, go forth and conquer, and have a wonderful, blessed, and productive work week. And I will catch you back up here next time.
Thank you for joining me in the Peculiar Palace for another episode of the Peculiar Career Chit Chat Podcast. I pray this episode empowered and inspired you to go forth and conquer your career journey. So I'll catch you here next time.